Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Japan's prime minister today called a snap election for December and put off a sales tax hike planned for next year until 2017 as the country struggles to fend off recession. Yesterday, Japan's economy slumped into recession following a tax increase in April. Delaying the tax hike will slow Japan's work on repairing its public finances. The Labor Department today says that the producer price index increased a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in October from a month earlier. Energy prices fell 3% as oil prices trended lower amid weak global demand and rising supply. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending November the 16th. The numbers look like this: corn harvested at 89% complete versus 80% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 88%. Soybeans harvested 94% complete versus 90% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 96%. Ag Rural says that Brazilian soybean planting moved forward quickly last week, allowing field work to almost catch up with the normal schedule. Planting of the 14-15 crop was 63% complete as of Friday, up 17 percentage points from the week before, and now only 6 points behind planting at the same stage of last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,610, is down 7 points. The NASDAQ 4217 is up 5.5, and the S&P 500 is 2,039, and it is unchanged on the trading day. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest will likely continue to see cool weather occurring for a big part of the next few days. There will be a brief warm-up that will take place ahead of a storm system that's expected to evolve in the lower Mississippi River Basin as we get into Friday and Saturday, and that storm system will overrun most of the Midwest. It will allow for temperatures to warm up briefly, but the precipitation will be more of a problem than the temperatures will be, and then we'll see some cooling occur behind the storm system, and once again, there won't be much opportunity for good drying conditions across the region. The storm system that's coming up for this weekend will be impressive for some areas in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, and moisture totals in some of those areas could easily run from about a half inch to an inch and a half, and there could be some greater totals in a few locations. That moisture on top of the melting snow and the cold conditions in the soil is going to lead to some very quick runoff. We may end up with a little bit of localized flooding for a very brief period of time. The majority of the precipitation, though, will likely be a major disruption to farming activity, which has already been put on hold by the snow that fell earlier this week and by the cold weather that has persisted since then. We do think that most of the precipitation with this event will work its way out of the region as we get into the early part of next week. Precipitation will gradually wind down on Monday, and we'll look for a little bit of lingering precipitation behind this event early next week in the form of some light snow showers occurring across the northern parts of the region. The precipitation, however, is not likely to be very significant once we finish out the Sunday-Monday time period. The storm system that's going to be after that will likely be a very weak disturbance that'll come across the region mostly as a frontal boundary, and the precipitation with that next week will likely be brief and light. There'll be another low pressure system that will move across the Canada-U.S. border as we get into the end of next week into the following weekend. Again, it'll produce a little bit of light snowfall maybe in the Great Lakes region, but there shouldn't be much other precipitation of significance across the heart of the production region. The temperature bias is expected to improve as we move forward, but it was very cold across the region this morning. Temperatures in the positive single digits and teens were common. No winter kill occurred across the region, but we did have some very nippy temperatures relative to normal. The biggest problem for wheat across the Midwest, of course, is the fact that some of the crop has not emerged and certainly has not established very well, and we do need to see a period of prolonged warm weather in order to get the remainder of the crop to come out of the ground and become favorably established. That warm bias is not likely to evolve. We are going to see some warmer conditions occur across the region, but it looks like a cooler bias may still be with us going on into the month of December, and additional precipitation is possible as well. The afternoon temperatures today across a big part of the Midwest will likely work their way through the teens and 20s. It'll be a very cold day. There will be some 30-degree temperatures in the far southwest. As we get into the afternoon tomorrow, not much changes. The lower parts of the Midwest will turn a little warmer, with 30s and lower 40s expected, but teens and 20s will continue in the northwest. And that new surge of cool air will overrun most areas on Thursday and Friday, and we'll likely see teens and 20s again dominating Thursday. Friday afternoon, we may rebound to the 20s and 30s in the north and the 30s and 40s south, with additional warming on Saturday ahead of that storm system, with temperatures rising to the 40s and 50s. It wouldn't even be surprising to see a couple of near 60-degree temperatures in the far southernmost parts of the region very briefly that afternoon. Cooling will then return thereafter. Low temperatures at night for the next few nights will be mostly in the single digits and teens across the northern parts of the Midwest, with teens and 20s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Join us November 24th for our first ever WILL Egg Farm Assets Conference at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. Our on-air analysts will be all there talking about corn, soybeans, and cash grain marketing. And we've lined up experts from the U of I College of ACES to take up farmland values, crop insurance, and the ARC-PLC decision. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 594 and three quarters, down 1 3/4. March, 597 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. Soft December, 547 and three quarters, down 4. March, 549 and a quarter, down 4 1/2. December corn, 375 and a half, down 2. March, 388 and a half, down 2. May, 397, down 2. July, 404 and a quarter, down 2 1/4. January soybeans, 1031, down 5 1/4. March, 1038 and a half, down 5 1/2. July, 1049 and 3/4, down 5 1/4. December soybean meal, 385.10, down $2. December soybean oil, 32.72, up 27 cents. December live cattle, 170.72 and a half, down 27 and a half. November feeders, 240, 27 and a half, up 25. And December lean hogs, 92 even, they're down a dollar. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's up a little, down a little, up a little, down a little, isn't it?
That's pretty much it. Sideways, we've had nice ranges in the last couple of days, but just don't know which way they're going to go. Today, beans have had a 17-cent range. Corn's at about a 5. And we have beans right now down 5. 10 minutes ago, they were down 9. An hour before that, they were up 5. So just back and forth there. Corn's been down 3 to up 1, not as big a range. And the wheat has been mostly lower, but it did have a splurge of up a penny or two at one time. So back and forth, back and forth.
Do you think that soybeans in particular might have one more upward thrust to at least attempt the highs of the current rally?
Yeah, there's all kinds of people saying we'll go through and go up to the $10.90 to $11 range. We, after being at $10.86, we went to $14 in 2 days. So it's that wild back and forth. Today we've been 25 low to 42 high. We're at 31. So going to 98 is a very possibility, or $11. But going under 10 is a very good possibility too.
Are the producers you work with pretty satisfied with their marketings to this point?
Some are, some aren't. Depends on what they've done.
So the ones who are not yet satisfied, what kind of marketing strategies are they looking at?
We're looking at, you know, prices going higher or replacing stuff they sold too cheap back 2 months ago before the increase in price, replacing it with spring or, you know, March through May stuff.
And a comment on corn before we let you go.
Comment on corn, you know, the low is 18-something. I don't know that we can get back there, but you see, John, corn and wheat is really poor as far as exports, and they could have the exports way too high because our exports are not running well at all.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a good one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 374 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. March, 387 and a half, down 3. July, 403 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. January beans, 1030, down 6, now 29 3/4, now 29 1/2, down 6 3/4. And July, 1047 and three quarters, down 7 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.